The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted 5-0 last night to reject a recall effort against Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. It's Friday, April 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a liberal justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court says she will not be running for re-election next year. And school board members in a Wisconsin district listed Christian values as a desired characteristic and a job posting for superintendent at a public school. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission has voted to reject a recall effort against Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. As Sean Johnson reports, commissioners found that recall organizers did not get enough signatures.
The recall was organized by conservative critics of Voss who've been at odds with the speaker over not doing more to overturn the results of the 2020 election. They needed signatures from Voss's district equal to 25% of the people who voted in the last race for governor. The question was whether to count signatures from Voss's new district or his old one. In the end, Republican Commissioner Bob Spindell agreed with a staff report finding organizers came up short in both districts.
There's no way backward, forward, or sideways that the petitioners got enough signatures.
Commissioners voted 5-0 to reject the recall effort. Already, conservatives have started circulating a second recall petition against Voss. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will not be running for re-election next year, setting up another potential record-breaking battle for the state's highest court. In a statement, Bradley said while she knows she can win another race, it's time to, quote, pass the torch. Wisconsin Appeals Court judge and former Democratic state lawmaker Chris Taylor says she's strongly considering running for the now open seat. Taylor says she's motivated in part by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year overturning federal abortion protections. Taylor says courts should be about protecting people's rights.
It really is about their lives, about making sure they have an opportunity to be heard, about making sure they have access to justice, to make sure that someone's going to protect their rights when they feel like their rights are really under siege. So that's what really attracts me to the job.
Dane County Judge Susan Crawford said in a statement that she's being encouraged to run, and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel has been campaigning for the Supreme Court since November. School board members in a Sheboygan County district listed Christian values as a desired characteristic in a job posting for superintendent at the public school. Corrine Hess reports the original post was later removed.
The Cedar Grove Belgium School District was questioned about the legality of the job posting by potential job candidates. The district's Illinois-based search firm says including religion was a mistake. They updated the posting. When contacted by WPR, school board president Chad Hoopman said Christian values was on a list of desirable traits school board members mentioned during a focus group. Hoopman says he realized that would give the wrong impression, so he asked the search firm to remove it. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 makes it illegal for employers to discriminate on the basis of religion, including in the recruitment phase. The ACLU of Wisconsin's attorney says the group is investigating the incident. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin teacher retention remains a major challenge, with 4 in 10 leaving the profession within 6 years. A new report released yesterday by the State Department of Public Instruction also found that teacher compensation fell by nearly 20% in the last decade. Andrew Martin decided to leave teaching after about a decade at Milwaukee Public Schools. He says that decision came when he and his wife, who's also a teacher, were starting a family. They now have 2 young children.
One of us having a paycheck over the summer absolutely matters. One of us not having to worry about leaving the house at 7 a.m. and not being sure when we're going to get back at night so we can like do daycare and stuff, that's very real.
The report found most vacancies were in special education. DPI is calling on the state legislature to increase funding to schools to help retain teachers. Wisconsin tribe is one of the first tribal nations to sue social media companies. As Danielle Kading reports, the tribe is accusing them of contributing to higher suicide rates among Native American youth.
The Menominee Indian Tribe and Spirit Lake Tribe in North Dakota filed the suit Tuesday against companies that own Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. They're demanding companies take responsibility for dangerous features that lead to compulsive social media use. Mary Owen is director of the Center of American Indian and Minority Health in Duluth. Owen says anything that's harmful to teens will be felt even more by Native American youth.
These social platforms, media platforms, are harmful to everyone in that they're not about community. They're about an individual. But they're even that much more harmful to a vulnerable population like Native people.
A Google spokesperson says the tribe's claims simply aren't true. The lawsuit notes American Indians in Wisconsin were hospitalized for self-harm at more than double the rate of white residents in 2022. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got another installment in our Wisconsin Life series on women in southern Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a Waukesha doula. It's part of our series we're airing this month on women in southern Wisconsin in partnership with Midwest Mujeres. As a warning to listeners, this story talks about the death of a child.
When Tamara Thompson of Waukesha was becoming a doula, there was a lesson on the history of midwifery that stuck with her.
And Mama Shafia gave a really powerful presentation that took us back to the South, took us back to when African people walked on this land and practiced midwifery on a very different pretense than what I had previously considered before. Like, the midwives are a trusted pillar in their community, and I remember being able to make the connection, like, whoa, that's where the power is. And so it was like my bones vibrated inside my body, and it was like the ancestors were telling me, you're supposed to be a midwife.
Thompson's also become an advocate for reproductive justice, focusing on issues like breastfeeding at work and hospital birthing policies. She told me about this as part of a storytelling partnership with Midwest Mujeres.
Like, when I first took the doula training, and I'm thinking about the statistics that more African-American babies die than other races. And I thought more mothers that look like me die than other races. And I thought, so I need to prepare myself for one of my doula babies not making it. And that happened. And it was earth-shattering. It was heartbreaking. And then it happened to me.
Thompson gave birth to a healthy little girl named Damara in fall 2021.
It was an absolute victory, the way that we brought her into the world. You know, the doulas and myself and my husband, and we danced her earthside. And at 3 months old, she was sick. And I took her to her pediatrician, and, you know, she was coughing there in clinic. And I thought, you know, Let's see what's going on with baby girl, my baby girl, Damara. And they did the COVID test, the influenza test, you know, all the things, listened to her lungs. And we thought it was a virus that needed to run its course. And my baby girl died 4 days later. And I thought, how could this happen to me?
The shock was palpable.
Yeah, how could this happen to me? I am out there. I'm at the Capitol. I'm in joint finance committee meetings. I'm advocating in these hospital boardrooms for people to have more autonomy and dignity in birth. I'm doing the work, but it happened to me, and it blew me away. And it changed the way that I stand up and I speak.
During Damara's life, she was able to join her mother at the Capitol to push for change. You can see them together in a press conference broadcast by Wisconsin Eye. Thompson holds her one-month-old daughter while she advocates for the Wisconsin Birth Equity Act, a package of bills to reduce racial inequities and eliminate maternal and newborn health disparities.
Peace. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tamara Thompson. This is Damara Howard.
And I thought, yes, that's her legacy. That's what she stands for. And of course, I thought I'd have a lifetime with her. But when she died, and, you know, I totally lost it for a while there. I needed to just go into the depths of what grief was like. But coming, you know, to the surface a little bit to say, that's what her legacy is going to be. And I'm going to carry that fire in me everywhere I go. And every time I speak and every person I touch is going to be in that name, Damara.
Tamara Thompson of Waukesha is a mother, doula, and reproductive justice advocate. She shared her story with us as part of a partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. We've partnered with the organization to share stories of women who live in southern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We're taking the weekend off. Hope you enjoy the next couple of days, but you can always find the latest news at WPR.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.